Hello.
This is Bob Inman.
Hi, Admiral. Thanks for getting back to me. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Father of a friend in time.
Hello?
Bob Inman.
Hi, how are you?
Well...
Thank you for calling back.
You're welcome. I'm from an old school that expects there will be no recording unless there's been a previous request.
Sure.
And an agreement to do it.
Okay.
So none of my remarks were intended to be available to be quoted directly.
Okay.
On the other hand, if there's a substance from it that you want to use, I probably will agree to it. I just would be grateful for being given the chance to know what you plan to use.
Absolutely. I will do.
Okay, then.
Thank you very much, Admiral.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. Endorse that. There are a lot of people, an increasing number, it seems, who are speaking out about this. You are probably aware that the late Mr. Helms said that James Stanford, who wrote the book, that your chapter on liberty was exactly right. The sort of news hook of my story for Naval History is a new book by a former JAG officer and a Navy pilot called Crystal. Aaron Crystal, who is essentially saying that the attack was a complete mistake, and he endorses everything that the Israeli government
says. I don't consider that valid.
Why not?
That it was total accidental?
Yeah, they thought that it was an Egyptian ship and that there was no flag flying, and
all of the people on the ship say that there clearly was a flag flying.
Mm-hmm.
You've read the statements for the Liberty people themselves.
Oh, I have. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why would you accept the JAG officer's guy as opposed to theirs?
Well, no, I'm not accepting.
That's the basis of my just flat rejection of any effort to reconstruct it to please the Israelis when we're about to go to war on their behalf in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. But you know that our government to this day...
I won't acknowledge.
Why is that, Dan?
I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, again, they don't want to deal with Israeli pressures.
Well, they of course, officially and publicly say that that it was a mistake. They take Israel's side against the crew, which seems a little bit unsettling on its face.
I guess I'm, David, it's a particularly poor time to try to interview me on the rest of it.
Sure.
Because I have watched how Richard Pearl, Doug Fife, Paul Wolfowitz have driven us to the brink of war next week. With an actual, absolute, single-minded drive that this is what's going to guarantee Israel's security. It has nothing to do with U.S. security. And so it leaves me that they are successful at doing it. It just simply speaks to the powerful influence of not wanting to do anything to offend Israel the year before U.S. election.
Some people think
that. And you'll find Democrats and Republicans both. Being very careful not to get on the wrong side of that.
Well, there's some people, of course, who believe that the war will diminish our security by inviting retaliation.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a war that I'm not in favor of either. But you had said that on your voicemail that from everything you knew that the thing was deliberate. Did you find that was the consensus at the agency?
This is not consensus. These are all my dialogues are always real. I never had occasion or need to look at any of the evidence when I was the director of NSA.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about Liberty came up in that time frame. So. I am not speaking from any knowledgeable review of actual evidence. All I had to go on is what I had heard from people who had retired, but who'd worked, all of whom were persuaded that it was deliberate.
People like John Morrison, perhaps?
I don't remember whether I talked to John himself about it, but I can remember conversations with Lou Tardella and others.
He was convinced, and there's Mr. Dealey who did an internal.
Yeah, Walt Dealey, yeah.
Yeah, he apparently has said the same thing.
Those were people that I worked with carefully. I had no reason to question their judgment. They bore no specific biases on this issue.
Mm-hmm. And would you like to see an investigation like the veterans have been calling for, where they get to testify?
I'm not sure what it would accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem. This is not the only issue
right.
that's been swept under the rug over the last 50 years.
Sure.
But this one, of course, ought to be more pertinent to the U.S. Navy and its readers because it was ADDR.
Yeah, and there was a Navy EC-121 Super Constellation that Mr. Bamford says was flying above and recorded the thing. Do you have any
I have no knowledge. Let me repeat again. I have zero knowledge of anything related to actual intercepts, evidence, information. Never came across, so it's all second and third hand.
That plus, I guess, logic militates against the idea of it being mistaken.
Yeah.
Not to put words in your mouth, but...
Well, when you look at the accounts of the people who were on the ship, about the flag, the markings on the ship, the approach of the aircraft, the circling, going back again, and into the PT boat, it just is exceedingly difficult to believe that it was not correctly identified.
Mm-hmm. And especially since you had spoken to the people with the direct knowledge about this.
Right.
Thank you. Hope I didn't discombobulate your day.
Not at all. Racing off. Sorry not to be able to go longer or be more helpful.
Thank you. Do you have an email address?
I do not. I deliberately stay away from it.